Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Cheryl Eichel is in with us here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming by.
You bet.
Appreciate it very much. You are working on an event this week that's actually just started here this morning. It's a Bible reading marathon going on at the grounds of the Cass County Courthouse. You're pretty excited about this.
Yes, we are. It's something that some of the other counties have already participated in earlier this summer, and now this fall, another 40 or so are planning to complete reading the Bible through Genesis to Revelation at their courthouses.
Now, this was done at the State House grounds, correct?
It was, yes.
Is that kind of where this all started?
Yeah, it did. A group decided that they wanted to read before the session began at the State Capitol in January, and then after that, they came up with a proclamation that Governor Branstad signed that he would like this done throughout all of the counties in Iowa, all 99. So a group of 50 or more completed it in July, and then hopefully the rest of them will now here in September and October.
So they actually did do the reading in January.
Yes.
Good job
they
picking
did.
September.
I know.
Weather's a little nicer.
Yeah.
What actually will folks, if they swing by, what will they actually experience?
Well, it's pretty simple. We're just setting up a podium to hold the Bible, and people are going to sign up to read. They'll be reading 15-minute blocks of time or more if they would like to sign up for more. But we're just starting at the beginning and reading right through. So where someone leaves off, the next one picks up.
Now, this is a week-long event
going on
this week.
Yes.
And I know that you've had some success already with folks signing up, obviously, because you're already underway here. But
right.
You have more open slots.
We do. The counties that have done this previously, it takes about 80 hours to read through. And so that's 320 15-minute time blocks. So, yes, there are plenty of time blocks left, although they are filling up. So if people want to swing by, we'll have the sign-up sheets there if they haven't already called to sign up for a time.
Sure, so, and anybody can do this.
Anybody,
anyone
yes.
can participate.
Yes, so that's part of the focus is just people from all denominations in the county, ethnic groups, ages. We just want a lot of participation from different groups. So
no, the Bible doesn't put a lot of limits on folks who can participate.
Not at all.
It's not necessarily an easy task, although the Bible is the most important book ever written. It is a little tough to read for folks, especially when you're trying to read it out loud so that folks can interpret what you're saying.
Yes, it can be a little difficult, but we're really not concerned with, especially in the Old Testament at the beginning there, some of the pronunciation, we're not worried about it. And the point really isn't to get it all grammatically correct in that sense, or to read it for an audience. We're not even using a microphone. It's just to speak the word out loud in our county. So draw us together, and not to be done for a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
What's
your expectation? When you started this and decided to take this project on here locally, did you have an expectation in mind of what you wanted to, I guess, accomplish maybe would be the word for it?
I guess for me, I'm really excited to see people from all the different towns in our county, and then, like I said, all the different churches just being pulled together for something as important as reading the Bible through, just establishing that that's the foundation that many of us live our lives by. So just to have that unity will be really exciting.
Are you getting a lot of cooperation from the local churches then?
Yes.
Are they wanting to be a part of this?
Yeah. Yep, I've contacted as many as I can. There are a few of them that I just didn't have the right numbers for or whatever, but I've been trying to contact all the churches and have gotten a good response from the ones I've been able to.
I'm sure they think it's a pretty important project.
Yes, yeah.
It's right up their alley.
It is.
Very good. With regard to doing this, you know when you bring up something like this in today's society, there's going to be some pushback.
Right.
For different types of things like this. Some people just interpret things differently, I guess. But did you have much pushback? Was this something that most folks were pretty supportive of?
Yeah, I have not personally really had any pushback. I know earlier in July when they had it at the in Des Moines that there was a little more pushback. But I think it really came around to there were some issues about whether the government should be involved or not. And really, the government is not involved. It's the courthouse is a public facility, and we're just exercising free speech to do this. So other people can exercise their free speech rights as well if they wish to.
Yeah, this is just something
that's important to us.
Exactly. It's just an expression is what it is. And if folks choose to participate in that expression, then more power to them. Right. Now, this started this morning already.
Yes.
You're doing this each day from when to when?
7 a.m. to 7 p.m. from Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday we'll start at 7 a.m. again and should finish up about 3 or so.
Okay. You want to give folks an opportunity to be able to get to church on Sunday, too.
Yep. So hopefully they can juggle that a little bit.
Yeah. We'll just work that out. Now, I know you had to go to the Board of Supervisors here in Cass County to just get the permission to be able to use the property there. They were fine with that?
They were, yes.
Very good.
Yep. Pleased with their support.
Yeah. So. Well, good. This is an overall, it's a bringing together. Event,
yes.
I guess is the best way to put it. It's a chance to bring people together and maybe in some instances pick up some things from the Bible. We're all familiar with it.
Right.
Unfortunately, not a lot of folks have read all the way through it. And a lot of folks don't understand certain meanings. As I said before earlier, it is a little tough sometimes to comprehend exactly the Jesus, for example, spoke in parables a lot.
Yes.
And sometimes it's hard to translate some of that to today's world because it was a very different time. But it takes some time to reflect and think about the issues and things. And I guess you're not asking people necessarily to come out there and do Bible study at this point. But if it opens their eyes for the long term.
Right. That would be great. Yeah.
Did I do all the talking there for you? Did I explain everything for you?
Probably.
I'll just interview myself this time.
Right.
We'll just go through this way. Is this something you want to make a long-term event? Do you want to make this an annual thing or is this a one-time thing?
I don't know. I guess it's a one-time right now, and it seems like some of the other counties are hoping that it will happen again annually. And I know the original proclamation also states at the bottom that Governor Branstad would like the regular reading of the Bible to be a daily thing in the homes, he said, until the Lord comes. So hopefully it will not only be just this one event, but it'll spark something with people, like you said, either to study the Bible themselves or to just bring it in their homes and just read it. Because a lot of us, we really, even though some of us have attended church all our lives, that doesn't necessarily mean that we really know the Bible ourselves. We've heard a lot, but I'm not sure how many have actually sat down and just read it through themselves. I myself have not read it all the way through, so that'll be good for me as well.
Well, and I think that's one of the more intriguing things about the Bible is it's not a book like a novel that you would pick up and read from cover to cover. It's something that you are probably familiar with some of the different books and some of the different passages. Some people can quote it. Some folks only know a couple that are in popular culture these days. But it's something that after you read, it's not necessarily absolute. You discuss it with other people, and everybody maybe picks something out of it and has a different meaning in their lives. And I guess that's the fun part about that, is you can discuss it with other people, and there are really no wrong answers.
Right, yes.
So this is your opportunity to learn a little bit more. Now, I know you're not completely full on people to volunteer this week. So if they would like to sign up for a time, are there still can they still pick and choose a little bit? And
yes.
How do they do that?
The best way is probably to get a hold of me. I've left my cell phone number, 712-249-6120. And either just leave a message or text, either one. There is an email if you would prefer. It's just lowercase castbiblereading.com. castbiblereading@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or since it's already going on, then just stop out. It's on the east lawn there. There's parking pulling right up, and there will be a tent in case of bad weather. So you'll be able to see us, and you can just come and look at, and we'll have the sign-up sheets right there. We can fill in whenever you would like to sign up.
And the individuals are volunteering to read for as long as they want, or are there specific time segments?
Well, we're doing 15 minutes at a time, but you can take more than one if you want. And it's really cool. Some of the other counties, they've had different groups come, like maybe a homeschool group or a Bible study group or things like that, that have shared a time, or maybe a couple has shared a time and read in unison together, or read some passages back and forth. So it's kind of be creative and And just, it doesn't have to be just one person standing there reading.
Sure.
It's
tag team Bible study.
It is. That's right.
Very good. Bring your friends.
That's right.
Very good. That's the whole point. Well, Cheryl, thanks so much for organizing all that. I appreciate it. And hope the weather stays nice all week so you have a good turnout here.
Yes, me too. Thank you.